When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to the Wine Over Matter podcast. I'm Laura.
And I'm Steph. Thanks for joining us for another Wine Wednesday, where we talk weekly about everything going on in our lives, from weight loss, relationships, dating, pop culture,
and so much
and
more.
So much more.
Happy Wine Wednesday.
Happy Wine Wednesday, Laura.
How's it going?
It's going so good. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. It's been kind of a rough week. I know I shared last week's episode that we were kind of dealing with Jeff's dad, like his health declining, and he was in hospice and stuff, but he actually passed away this last weekend. So it's been kind of rough. It's been a new season of life navigating a significant other, like
losing a parent.
Like, that's not something I've gone through before. And while his dad's health has been like declining for a while, and it's been kind of an emotional roller coaster of like kind of grief, it's still like, doesn't make it any less sad when it actually happens. Like,
because it makes it so permanent when it actually happens. I couldn't even imagine. You have been like so good with Jeff through it. And I mean, they, like the brothers, I don't know Jeff's mom, or I didn't know his dad, but like even just the brothers, and like you and Annie have like just like, you kind of always stick together. Like, yeah, you guys have a strong relationship, but you guys have just like been there for each other. And like, you know, it happened to be on Charlotte, your niece's birthday weekend, and you guys stuck together and let her still have a birthday party. And just like how you guys have balanced like grief with also just like, you have to move on in life. You have to be able to grieve, but also move on in life in a healthy way has so far been just really.
It was hard because like, so Saturday, so Jeff was in the stage of like, so him and his brother were alternating days, like helping. They were doing like 24-hour shifts, like noon to noon. And so on Saturday, Jeff had left on his normal time. And then I was having three of my girlfriends over that I had, like us four, we usually like get together like twice a year for like staycations, but we hadn't, one of the girl, like two of them I'd seen recently for one of my friends, like for her daughter's like graduation, but the other one I hadn't. Next month it'll be 2 years.
Wow.
So we were just really looking forward to this. We had planned like a fun like pool day, and we were just gonna like relax and hang out, and then like maybe go to dinner at the Circle or just stay here and get takeout. But it was just like, and like, so they got to the house around 12:31, and at like 3 o'clock, my phone started ringing, and it was Jeff, and like, my heart just sank, because I was like,
and he knew I had friends. You already said he doesn't call you either, so you knew.
Yeah, like, he wouldn't have, it just wasn't a time where he would have called me, and so like, my heart just sank, and I immediately knew, and he was super like quick with me, like, just like, hey, I hate to bother you, like, but I just wanted you to know, like, that we just lost my dad, and like, that was like the worst, because like all my friends, I'm literally in the pool when I get the call. My friends are all there. They know the situation. And I'm just like, I hang up. Like, he was like, I have to go like attend to my mom right now, kind of thing. And like, I'm like talking to my friends, and I'm like,
I have to go.
But I was like, I didn't know what to, because Jeff said not to come.
Oh.
And I was like, but I don't, like, does he mean that? It was so like, I was literally on the phone with him for 20, 30 seconds.
And he probably didn't even know what he meant.
And he didn't. And that was the thing. So I like, at first I like, and he was like, my brother's on my way, I need to go help my mom, whatever. So like, I text Annie immediately, and I'm just like, hey, can you call me? She's not calling me. So then I text her again, like 20 minutes later. I'm like, I don't know what to do. This is the situation. Like, my friends are over. I was like, I feel like I need to be there for him. He's saying he doesn't need me. Like, but I know, like, I've never been in this situation. I don't know what to do. And so she finally, she gets back to me after I give it like an hour or so. I text Jeff, and I'm just like, hey, I was like, I have no problem, like, leaving my friends. Like, if I was like, I want to be there for you. Like, if you need me in this time, like, or like when you're ready for me to come over, or I don't know what you guys want to do. If you and your brother and your mom just want to be together, like, I don't want to overstep and, like, push myself, but I don't know how to handle this.
You
don't want
him to feel like, oh, you have friends over, so I don't want to put that on you. Exactly. Like, I will be there if you need me to be there.
And he kind of, and then he immediately called me. He's like, I didn't mean to make you feel like I didn't want you to be there. I was like, no, I didn't take it like that. It was just, you were all over the place and, like, it was super fast. I, like, wanted to give you time to, like, calm down and stuff with your mom and, like, let me know what you needed. And yeah. I could tell he, and then Annie shortly texted, she was already over there and she kind of seemed like he wanted me to be there. Aww. And so I told my friends, I was like,
I have to go
hang out at the pool if you guys want. I was like, here's how to lock up and leave the house when you're done. I felt so bad because my friend Lindsay, she lives out by like Temecula. So she had like driven so far.
This is one of those things understood. Where you were like, exactly. Oh, I forgot I had other plans. This is like, just, you never can plan yeah. for moments like that.
So they were all super understanding, and I literally, like, ran in the house, dried off, changed, and, like, aww. Peaced out in, like, 5 minutes. And then, yeah, we spent the whole night together, and then Saturday we had Charlotte's birthday party, so we really tried to, like, focus on that and let her still have, like, a good day. And then that after the party was over at, like, 1, because it was, like, a skate party. At a skating rink, and then we all just kind of came over here, and just the family and open presents, and swam, and
how nice
got in and out for dinner,
and we're just and together, just had, like exactly. That's
and so
important.
I think it was like really nice to just like all be together, and it was like kind of nice to have that distraction. But I think like then it kind of like yesterday was kind of I think like more of a day where it might have hit Jeff a little more. Yeah, but he's been handling it like as good as possible. Better than I mean, I'm an emotional person times a thousand right. when it comes to him, but he's doing good and just trying to be there for his mom and his brother. And
it's hard. Yeah. I mean, everybody grieves differently too. Like, you can't say like everybody should grieve this way or that way, but I think he is in the tough spot. Like, he's grieving his dad, but at the same time, like, watching his mom like lose her life, you know, it's, and we kind of talked about that earlier today. Like, we were like, the only people in my life that I've like watched die, like, it was my grandparents on my yeah. dad's side, and they're my grandparents, and it was sad. Like, of course I was gonna miss them, but like, what was more sad for me when I lost my grandparents was watching like how it affected my dad and 100%. My aunt, and then even my mom. Like, my mom's dad passed away years and years and years before my dad's parents did, and then my mom didn't really have her mom in her yeah. life for like the last 30 or 40 years. So like, she felt like she lost her parents yeah. too. That was like the hardest part for me, was like watching how it affected them. And I'm sure, I mean, it's Jeff's dad, it has to affect Jeff, but I'm yeah. sure, you know, from his standpoint too, he's just doing what he can to like take care of his mom well, right now too.
And not only is this something I've never gone through, but it's like, even if I had, everybody wants support differently.
Yeah.
Like, some people want to be like, I don't want to talk about it. Please just leave me alone. Like,
don't ask questions.
Don't, like, I just talking. And then other people like
want to be smothered. Like,
yeah. And so it's just like figuring out like, okay, Jeff, like, what's the space? So like, I asked him how he's doing, and I do like, but I don't want to overdo it. And yeah. I don't, like, if it's not on your mind, I'd rather not bring it up. Yeah. Like, so it's, I'm kind of just, I feel out the mood, and every day is kind of different. And I know there's going to be some days where he needs me or wants me, and other days he's
just not. Needs a space.
Yep, and exactly. So it sucks.
It does. Well, I'm sorry you guys have gone through that. And
yeah,
I'm just sorry, friend.
Thanks. That was my weekend though. I know you had a good weekend.
So yeah, I feel like sorry I had a good weekend.
No, not like that. Well, I had a real shitty weekend. Glad you had a good time. Tell me about you meaning.
No, I know. It was just a weird transition, but
it was, I agree.
No, so I hung out. MBM came over Friday. We hung out. Oh, that's loud.
Sorry for being loud. We just looked at our soundboard and the lines are like,
why
off
is
the
it
charts.
Still so loud. I'm so sorry. All right, so he came over Friday night. We hung out Friday night. That was fun. And that was like our first night hanging out together and really spending time together after me being gone for all those weeks. It was really nice to see him. And then Saturday, like we had mentioned, was my meet Matt's friend's day.
Yep.
So I was nervous. Like, I actually wasn't as nervous as I thought I was, But I was still nervous, just not like first date nervous, you know? But I still was like, I'm going to go on the Facebook group and I'm going to list like all these like silly, stupid things that I'm like overthinking. And some of them I was. Some of them I was like, this doesn't look good on me. This doesn't look good on me. Or like whatever.
What did you decide? I know I told you to wear a dress. What did
you wear? I wore a dress. Oh, okay. I wore, it's so cute. I wish I would have taken a picture. It's like $15 at Target. It's like a army color green. Actually, it was more of like a lighter green dress. And then these like wraparound shoes that had little studs on them.
Oh, cute.
That like I was like destroying his legs with through the night. Like he was like, take these shoes off. I was like, I'm just trying to be cute. No, but yeah, it was really, really good. His friends were... We got there last. The other two couples were already at the table. They all got up and, like, hugged me when I got there. Oh, like, they were so welcoming. And then dinner was fun. Like, one of the girls, we ended up graduating from the same high school a year apart and, like, knew a bunch of the same people.
That's crazy.
So crazy. And then the other girl, I used to ride at a spin studio in Orange County called Grit Cycle. And she used to ride at Grit Cycle. She followed one of the instructors to his new studio. So we instantly bonded on like our love of Grit Cycle. And so like the girls in the group, I like immediately like bonded with. The guys were super nice too. We had a really good dinner. We went to one of the girls' houses afterwards. We stopped at Ralph's, picked up some more drinks, went and had drinks. Just listened to music, hung out.
Oh, that's
ended
so
the night with Britney Spears' music video. So I'm like, is that's this a match night. Made in heaven or is this a match made in heaven? No, it was really, really, really nice. It's scary. Like, do you remember the first time that you met any of Jeff's friends? Like, did you do it in a group setting or was it a couple?
Met everybody.
At once?
Everybody. So every year they do Oktoberfest at the Phoenix Club, which is like a German restaurant event center place nearby. And they do a big Oktoberfest like for 6 weekends during like September and October. And they usually always plan like one day where like everybody comes and stuff. And so that was the day I went.
So
and
how
I
did
remember
you feel leading up? Like, okay, how did he ask you? Was he just like, oh, hey, like me and my friends do this thing every year. I want you to come with
me. Well, we had already been. So, I mean, we got together in early June and this was already like last week in September.
Okay.
So it was
already
like. So
you kind of felt like it was like about time to meet.
Yeah, friends. Totally. Like we were in like kind of more of a serious space. He had already met. So we had gone to the fair a couple weeks prior. He met a couple of my cousins. And then, so we did Oktoberfest on a Sunday. It was a heavy drinking weekend. So that Saturday, we had gone to Sea Legs, that beach place I like to go to for live music. We had spent the day there on Saturday. And he had met a ton of my family. He met my parents that day. So it was just like a big weekend of meeting people. And then, yeah, I mean, they're probably... His whole core group of friends, like I met probably 15, 20 people.
Oh my gosh.
So,
how did you feel going, were you like overthinking what you were going to wear and how are you, like if he's going to like stick with you or not or like, cause those were things that I overthought. Like I was like, what if like he's not the kind of guy that like sticks with me and he just was like, here's the girls and then, like takes off or something, you know?
Jeff's definitely kind of like especially like. He has no problem like going and talking to people and kind of leaving. But I think he also knows like I can handle myself.
Yeah.
So, but it was very much. Sorry.
Just walking by in a bathing suit right now.
It was just kind of like, it was a casual setting. So it wasn't like we were at like a house. Like it was just, it was loud. So it wasn't like I was overwhelmed. Like I got to kind of talk a little bit to like
everybody
each
and
person
drinking
and stuff. But yeah, that was the first time I met Brian and Annie too. Like that was the first time I met like everybody.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that was.
Yeah, I feel like besides like the normal like what am I going to wear, which I guess girls worry about that. Like you can go out with like girlfriends and worry about that.
Oh
you
yeah,
know?
I worry about that every day.
Where like I think my other thing was just like. Oh, like, because I can also handle myself, but, like, at an introduction like that, like, I don't want to just be left, like, alone to do, you know? Like,
yeah.
And he was so attentive and, like, stayed with me, like, not in, like, a smothering way, but, like, stayed with me the whole night, made me feel super comfortable, and now I am comfortable with the group. So, it was really, really nice. He was really sweet to me. And I mean, I remember telling you, like, I was the same way with him when he met you guys, you know, yeah. Like, I was like, I just want him to be comfortable. So I appreciated that, because it would be scary if you're just like, here's the girls I'm going to go over with, you know, and then you're like grilled or whatever.
I honestly, like, I get a good vibe off of, like, other people pretty quick on where I'm like, okay, these girls, like, listen, if you're meeting, like, if somebody in your group is bringing a significant other for the first time and they're, like, also, like, a girl, like, make them feel comfortable. Make them feel like...
Yeah.
It's so nice to feel like they're interested. They're not, like, all talking and because, like, I know, like, the guys get so into, like... They start reminiscing and all, like, I can't tell you how often I'm just like sitting there and they're like talking about high school and I'm like, I've heard these stories a million times and I have nothing to input into this.
And I feel
story.
Like, it is more intimidating for me to meet his friends than mine, I think, because he has like this group of friends.
I was going to say you met a couple, but like you still have tons of people to meet.
Tons of people to meet. And they're all in the same group. Yeah. Like, for the most part, all of his friends are in the same group. They've, like, known each other since, like, high school or right after high school. And that's intimidating to go into when it's, like, you are trying to, like, become a part of the friend group. Whereas I have, like, these friends and these friends and these, you know, it's, like, you'll meet, like, this couple and then, like, where I feel like it's less intimidating to, like, get together with another couple, like, do a double date than it is a group thing. So I was really, really nervous, but it ended up being a really fun night. It was just, like...
It'll be nice, though, because if you go to a big group outing or something, at least you know those, like, couple of girls so that you have, like, a couple people, like, you can talk to and they can kind of, like, help you.
Yeah, they're like, here, let me introduce you to everybody else.
Going into, like, a big group environment is like, oh, this is a lot of people. It's overwhelming. I don't remember any of your names.
It is. It was, like, so scary. But, no, it was a really fun night. It was nice to start to meet people and... just like progress, like things are like progressing. It's like, you know, like all those like little steps in relationships where it's like, okay, now you've met my friends. Now you met my friends. Now you,
well, you know. And based on when people are listening to this episode, you meet the parents this weekend, don't you?
Not this weekend, the following weekend.
Okay, that's right. Sorry. Yes.
So the weekend after this episode is released, I will be meeting MBM's parents.
Whew, that'll be a fun episode.
Oh, and that was another thing at dinner. He like kind of whispered to me, like not whispered, but was like not trying to make a big deal about it. And he's like, hey, like, do you mind if I tell them about the podcast? And I almost died inside. And I was like, I don't mind, but I'm like, do you want, like, if all of your friends decide to listen, I'm like, do you want them to hear about like every step of like,
because we started talking about MBM like
after
probably episode, the first date, I was gonna say like episode four or so, like, and we're on episode 20 now. Like,
yeah, so I kind of left it in his court. I'm like, there's nothing I'm like ashamed of anybody hearing, but I'm like, do you want your friends to start calling you MBM and stuff? Yeah. Like, I don't know. And then he was like, you could just tell, he's like, oh no, he said, you still talk about me? I'm like, yes, you're a storyline. Just stop talking about you.
Because Jeff always calls him MBM sometimes, but he never remembers what the acronym is, and so he always ends up saying, Mr. Boss Man. Instead of Mr. Boss Man.
But yeah, he, it was funny. So you could kind of see, he's like, oh yeah, I don't want my friends to like listen and like call me Mr. Boss Man and stuff. And then he was like, but he mentioned something about, and I've already said, how his sister-in-law has listened to like every episode. And he's like, no, she actually is like a fan. Like she like likes you guys. And he's like, my mom's listening. I'm like, oh God. Oh my God. Like, am I going to like sit there and get like podcasts? Chat it up, like, when I meet them, it's going to be, like, because it's one thing to, like, record, and for the most part, our listeners are, like, people that we haven't ever met.
Yeah.
Which is, like, it's not like it would be, I have a lot of people that I have met that listen, too, but it's a little different when it's, like, your new boyfriend's parents that you're meeting for the first time. Yeah, like, we know, I heard you talk about our son.
Like, we know maybe 5 to 10% of our listeners.
Yeah, like, most people's parents don't know, like, every detail, and it's not every detail, but details of, like, how you got together and like the sweet things he did and like the, you know.
But I know my mom would like love that if like, let's say the other shoe were on the other foot and there was like a guy I was dating that was like sharing everything so she could get like the scoop on my dating life without like me having to like.
She's like on her keyboard like taking notes.
So good.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
So I guess I can lead this into, I had another thing that I wanted to bring up relationship wise to this conversation. Okay. Like randomly things will just pop in my head and I'm like, that'd be something good to like ask you during the podcast, you know? So basically one of them was like health goals in a relationship. Like if you've been in a relationship where you have health goals and the other person doesn't, or vice versa, they do and you don't, or you both do at the same time, like, how do you like navigate that in a relationship? Because a relation, being in a relationship can make it very easy to sabotage.
Yeah. Welcome to my life. I had lost. I had like been at the like most in shape, healthiest in my life. I've been like had lost a ton of weight when I met Jeff, and then it's all gone downhill from there. I mean, yeah, it's freaking hard. I mean. And it definitely, I've been in both, like, where I've had, I was in a relationship before where, like, he could eat and drink
anything,
the garbage truck, and that guy wouldn't gain a pound.
That like, was Joey.
He was so skinny. And then there's, like, Jeff and I were, like, we both have, like, weight problems where it's, like, if we don't watch what we do, we gain weight.
Right.
Like, there's no, like, we don't, we're not the one of the blessed ones who
exactly.
can eat and drink and not suffer consequences from that. So, I mean, I think I've shared on this podcast before, like, when Jeff, like, we both had, like, said we were gonna, we were both doing Weight Watchers when we first met. Didn't go, I mean, I was still, honestly, I didn't really start struggling the most until we moved in together. Because, like, I was still, like, on my own, so I was still going to the gym, I was still, like, I was gaining pounds, like,
here and there. Like, on the days you weren't together, you were trying. Exactly. And then having fun on the days you were together.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was kind of more like, I wasn't losing, but I was kind of at least maintaining, even though I still had a lot I wanted to lose. But like, the best we've done together, like, it helps when like we moved in together and when we decided, it's like, if one wants to do it and the other doesn't care, it makes it hard because then when I'm trying to be good and then Jeff's like, hey, you want, I'm going to make margaritas. You want one?
Like, yes.
Yes, I want a freaking margarita, but no, I don't. Like, and there's some weeks where I am on it and I'm okay with saying no. And then there's others where I'm not. And like these like past couple weeks, like where we've been dealing with like Jeff's dad and stuff, it was just like, I have no desire to care about myself. And I just want to eat and drink and just live life as it is and not have to like add also this extra. Also think about
tracking.
Exactly. And, yeah. So I mean like. And it sucks because, like, beginning of January of 2020, Jeff and I were, like, killing it. By, like, March, basically when COVID happened, Jeff had already lost, like, 45 to 50 pounds.
Wow.
I had lost, like, 20 to 25, like, in those first few months.
Crazy.
And we were, like, doing so good. Like, Jeff was, like, doing intermittent fasting, and then he was, like, tracking during the day, and I was just, like, tracking, and I was, like, we were on a roll. And
COVID hit,
and we just stopped. It, like, in the beginning, like, but it just, like, slow. Like, when 2 weeks turned into 30 days, and then it turned into, like, I
three
don't...
3 months.
Like, it was just, yeah, it was just, they started out good, because you were, in the beginning, I was, like, so set on my routine. I was, like, I'd get up in the morning, and I'd put on my workout clothes, I'd do some work, I would take, like, a 15-minute break, I'd walk around my complex, come back, I'd work, make us a healthy lunch, after work, I'd go work out, like, I had, like, a routine, and I was doing so good, and then that slowly just,
it just,
like,
drug on forever, and you were like, I've been home for a long time.
And we started
time.
Just drinking more, and well, the trends of baking and you took banana up drink, bread.
You took up drinking more as a hobby, though, like, not the drinking part of it. Like, you and Jeff got super into, like, that YouTube channel of, like, this bartender that teaches you how to make, like, craft cocktails, and you guys were, like, turning into, like, at-home bartenders. It's not like you were just like, eh, let's open another bottle of wine. Like, you were, like, making it a hot, like, a quarantine hobby, too, you know?
And that's totally true. It wasn't like we were sitting there just, like, wasting our life away drinking. We just really enjoyed, like, making cocktails and, like,
totally
the whole, yeah, like, buying, like, fun ingredients and trying new things and stuff. So it definitely kind of made that part of, like, a hobby and something else to do.
Yes.
And like I said, all the sourdough. Oh, I'm supporting all these local bakeries by having them deliver me sourdough bread. And
oh, God, there's cinnamon rolls again.
All that stuff. And then making banana bread and everything else that trended that was had calories in it, too.
Yes.
But, it's hard. I mean,
and I feel like for me, it's because I want to get back on track, but like, I don't want to be so tied down to a diet. And I know everybody's like, WWE is not a diet, but like, it's what you make of it.
Yeah.
So like, it is. If you are like rigidly sticking to 23 points a day and not going over and not going over your weeklies, then yes, it's a diet. If you're just using it as a tool, it's what you make of it, you know? Yeah, and so I don't want it to be a diet where I'm like with MBM. And I'm like, oh, like, I need to eat 0 points for breakfast and 0 points at lunch. So at dinner, I have 23, but then I'm going to go over 23, but I can't. So then I'm going to drink water. And
yeah.
Like, I don't want to be, like, that rigid, but, like, I want, like, my health goals supported. And, like, I'm sure he wants his health goals supported, too. So
Have you guys talked about that a lot?
Like, we haven't talked about it a lot. Like, here and there, like, a little bit. But not from, like, a place of, like, wanting to, like, support each other. But I do think that, like, for the time being right now until, you know, that work project's over at the end of this month, where, like, his weekdays are limited, like, it is really good. Like, he is busy on weeknights. Like, Monday through Thursday, he's busy. He works out every single day, you know, with a trainer and kind of eats, like, the same thing. Very repetitive on weekdays because he's just home. He like doesn't do anything on weekdays.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, I need to try to like match my schedule up with him too on the days that I'm home and like really try hard when I'm home so that when we are together, like we can have fun and like enjoy it. You know, like it's like that balance. And I do think like as much as I'm dreading going back to the office and I am dreading it. Like, I honestly, every day I wake up and I'm like, I need to find a new job. I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to go back, you know? But the grass isn't always greener either. Like, I have great coworkers, a great boss, a great job, great benefits, everything. So I try to remind myself of that too. But I do think the routine of being back in the office is going to be good for me. Like, I will have to have a day of the week. And I'm going to make that day of the week Mondays. I'm not doing Sunday meal prep anymore. I will figure out something to bring on Mondays, and Monday will be my meal prep day, my groceries, my laundry, all of that. And then, you know, like back when I was working in the office, I didn't do that much on weekdays. Like I have been because I'm home and it's so easy just to jump in the car right from your house and go somewhere.
Yeah.
But I think it is going to get back into like the normal of like, I get home from work, I work out, shower, I make dinner, and then, like, in bed at a normal time.
It's definitely easier to make weeknight plans when we can plan to do something the second we get off work.
Exactly.
Like, right now, it's like, okay, like, I'll meet you at, like, 5:15 and stuff. Exactly. Where it's, like, okay, I'll be home at 6 by the time I change. And, like, I could probably meet you guys around 6:30, 7. Like, it's just...
It's more of a hassle. Like, it's easier. I think it's going to be easier to get into a routine being back. And that is, like, the one part that I am looking forward to, but I'm hoping
I'm hoping this is, I mean, yeah, Jeff and I have not been in any type of good routine that have been where we've been on the same page, like, at all this year, at least not that's lasted the week. Like, we've talked about it, and then, it, like, nothing ever really comes of it, so I'm hoping, as we, like, kind of get through this, like, stage we're in now, like, and we're starting, like, well, I'm starting to go back to work. He still has never heard one word on if he's ever going back.
Gosh.
We can kind of start getting into somewhat of a routine again and kind of support each other. And
well, yeah, you guys just have to get through, like, this tough period of your life, too, first. Like, that is priority number one. And then priority number two after that would be everything else that follows. Yeah. I mean,
it's hard. Like, for example, so today we did a Peloton ride.
Whoop whoop!
This was
Laura's back, y'all.
But is she? That's the question. So when Peloton announced that they were going to be doing a Spice Girls ride, I was like, okay, what better day to come back than today for the live ride? And so for my lunch break, I rode with you and like so many of our followers and stuff. It was so much fun. But the work, because you texted me like right after, I'm so proud of you for like getting back on the bike. You guys, I kept thinking it had been like 2 months. I looked, my last ride was like March 15th.
Like 4 months.
In a couple days, it would have been four. Well, like by the time they listen to this, yeah, it would have been 4 months. And so I'm just like, well, that's a lot of money I've spent and not done. To be fair, I think I've done, like, some other exercises and things.
You just, like, ride your bike.
And it, well, part of it, yes, was being lazy and not wanting to. Most of it was because, like, I have been having, like, these ankle issues that I still don't have any answers for. But I had shared in my stories today, my ankle, while it still has been, like, swelling and stuff, it hasn't been hurting. So I was like, okay, like, let's hop back on the bike today. The problem is, like, I typically wouldn't have jumped back in to do, like, a 30-minute ride. I would have, like,
started with a 15 or something.
It. Exactly. Yes. But, I mean,
you're like, it's the Spice Girls.
If there's anything to get me back in there, it was the Spice Girls.
You were ready to spice
up. So, yeah, you were texting me. You're like, I'm so proud of you. Like, didn't it feel so good to be back? And I'm like,
no.
I don't. Like, I was so disappointed. Like, because I was like, usually,
you wanted
I
it love, to feel that way.
Yeah, I do. I've always loved my Peloton. I, like, have gone through great, like, phases of, like, love riding. And I was just like, I was expecting to, like, get that, like, adrenaline going and be like, oh, yeah, it feels so good to be back. I can't wait to ride again tomorrow. And, like, right now I'm like, don't really care if I ride or not tomorrow. I'm going to try. Like, I'm going to try to start getting back into at least riding a few days a week.
And that's how I feel like. But I feel like you did this ride today because it was a live, brand new release Spice Girls ride. You love the Spice Girls and you knew it was going to be fun, so you did it.
Yes.
But realistically, it would, like, it's never good to, like, it wouldn't have been good for me to do a 45-minute ride for my very first ride.
Yeah.
When I haven't ridden 45 minutes on a bike in a year and a half. Like, that would have been, like, setting me up for feeling like I suck.
Yeah.
You know? So I did a 20-minute ride for my very first ride, and I was not the best in the class, but I felt like I could get through 20 minutes, right? There's no way I would have gotten through 45. So I think just, like, even if, like, here's the thing. Like, we are always, like, we have to do the most, right?
Yeah.
And if we don't do the most, then it doesn't matter. But at the same time, you could, like, hop on a bike and do a 5-minute cool-down ride or, like, a 5-minute arms where you just move your legs and you do arms. And that is more than you would do if you didn't do it. So, like, literally anything, like, you don't have to do the most or what this person did or this person. Like, anything is more than nothing.
So this is what, because I also like that variety, too. I learned something from you this week about a group on Facebook
yes.
called Hardcore on the Floor.
It's like hashtag Hardcore on the Floor on Facebook.
And it's basically this girl who makes, she basically makes a calendar every month of, like, what workouts you could do every day.
And it's all strength training. So there's a lot of people, even if you don't own a Peloton bike, you can get the Peloton app for $39 a month and access.
The Peloton app's only $12.99 a month.
Oh, if you don't have the bike?
Yeah.
I lied. $12 a month.
It's so worth it. If you don't have a bike but you want, like, classes, the price you pay for the Peloton app without a bike or a tread is ridiculously cheap.
And they're, like, superstar instructors. Yeah. So good with the best playlists. And basically, if you have some of your own at-home equipment, like if you have a yoga mat and you have some weights, you can do any of these. And so that Hardcore on the Floor is basically strength training. So she has a calendar she puts out every single month, and it lists, like, 3 to 4 workouts a day that you do. So, like, for example, today was, like, a 10-minute core workout, and then I think it was a 10-minute leg something, and then a 20-minute leg and lower body one. And then it's optional because not everybody does cardio and strength training. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that do zero cardio and they only do strength training. So it's optional to do a ride. She doesn't fill in the ride. It's like, if you want to do a ride, do a 10-minute ride, do a 20, 30, 45, whatever you want to do to add on. But, like, she does the strength. So I've been trying to do that. Jenny, if you don't follow Jenny, follow her on Instagram. It's Track It Like It's Hot. She kills it in her workouts.
She's amazing.
First of all, that girl works out at, like, 4 in the morning. Like, I am, like, tired looking at her stories for her. And second of all, like,
you know what? You know what I do at 4 in the morning? I look at my alarm clock and I'm like, oh, thank God, I still have 3 more hours to sleep.
No, she crushes it. Like, she must be either be a morning person or be like, that's the time of the day. Like, but also she crushes it. Like, I just did a ride with her Saturday. I did the In the Heights live ride with her.
Maybe I'll do that next. What was that, a 30-minute ride too?
I think it was 30 minutes. Yeah. And it was hard for me because I've never seen the movie, so I didn't know the music, but it was still so fun. Like, the music was so good. But she freaking, like, killed it. Like, I'm like, she kills it. And so at 4 in the morning, she, like, starts with a spin class and does, you know, whatever amount of time she has to work into her morning. And then all of the strength training. And, I mean, she looks amazing. I'm sure she feels amazing.
Yeah.
It's inspiring. Like, I look at her page and see her workouts, and I'm like, I'm, like, freaking inspired by you. Like, I want that. Like, I want to feel good. I want to feel like I can get into, like, a place in my life where, like, exercise doesn't suck. Like, yeah. I want to try. Like, I don't know that I'll ever be Jenny or I'll ever be one of the instructors or, like, yeah. anything. Like, but I just want to, like, feel better.
But I do love that hardcore on the floor, though, because when you showed it to me and I was, like, looking at it in the Facebook group, I was like, okay, I love this because I love having the thought, because I have sat there on the couch, like, going through rides and looking, going through workouts and, like, trying to fake forever. A plan. And I love that this is, like, you could almost just, like, print out a ton of the, like, calendars and then just, like, have them and, like, in the future just, like, pick random days and do stuff.
Totally.
And, like you said, it's, like, you could either do the 20 or 30, whatever she has planned for that day for strength, and then if you want to add a ride or if you want to take away part of that strength and
do a ride. Or if you don't want to do a ride and just the strength. Yeah, it's totally up to you. So they're on Facebook. You have to request to join. You do have to have a Peloton account to join. They do ask for your
leaderboard name.
But as long as you do, they'll add you. It's amazing. It's, like, a great community of, like, people that post things. They'll ask questions, and you're like, wow, I had that question, or just, like, inspiring people. And they're also on Instagram. So the community is not as much on Instagram. Like, it's literally just them posting. But every single day on Instagram, if you follow HCOTD 2018, which must have been when they started, they will post, like, basically a post every day that you scroll through, and it shows you what the picture of that workout looks like.
Uh-huh.
So you could literally just click on that post and be like, oh, those are what I'm going to do today, and do that too. So I prefer the calendar and the Facebook group just because I'm a community person.
Then you don't have to, like, go dig
for it.
Exactly. I think, I'll try to remember to link it in the descriptions so you can easily click to the group. And then if we think about it, we'll also post a link to it in our Facebook group. So,
yes.
So for all our Peloton. And like I said, I don't know what their free trial is situation, but if you're looking for, like, that for, I did, like, a good few months of just Peloton workouts before I had ever gotten a bike. I think it was, like, early in quarantine, they were doing, like, a 90-day trial.
For free, yeah.
For free. And, yeah, it's only $12.99, and you get access to all of the workouts, including if you don't want to buy, like, a Peloton bike, but you have, like, a spin bike, or if you go to the gym and you want to ride a bike at the gym, like, you can still do.
Like, bring your iPad and.
Yeah, and you could still, or, like, on your phone, I mean, I guess, like, and just follow along and kind of get in a workout that way. But for $13 for the hundreds and thousands of.
You guys, they have everything. It's like spin classes, walks, like, to music, where they tell you, like, okay, walk faster, slow down,
runs. That's what I used to do everything.
Treadmill, yoga, Pilates, meditation, strength, dance, cardio, HIIT, bar, like, it is insane. And it is not just, like, some, you know, weird YouTube thing where you're like, who are these people? And this looks so cheap. Like, these are, like, top class instructors.
Have you ever done a dance class?
I have. I actually don't like their dance classes. Have you? My
God. I did one with. I've only done one, and I've redone it, though, like, 5 times probably, because, like, I feel like I know the dance now.
Oh!
And it's with Cody, because I love Cody.
I love Cody too.
And it was with Cody, and I don't remember what girl was in the video with him, but I just loved. I felt like I was learning the dance, so, like,
you're like
it would be my ending to, or my warm up for, like, my workout. Like, nice. I would make, like, a stack, and that would. I would just. Throw it in there to get an extra.
I only tried a couple of the dances and I didn't love them, like, enough to do it. But if I do feel like doing a dance workout, I know I just talk crap about YouTube workouts, but the fitness marshal.
Oh, I die. I have literally made workouts that I've saved because you can, like, make YouTube like playlists, and I have made workout playlists on YouTube. For Fitness Marshall.
If you have not done the Fitness Marshall, that is free on YouTube. He does have some paid thing where you get more, but for the most part, they're free. They are the most fun. Like, there's been nights with my sister and friends where we've just had way too much wine, and we're like, let's do a Fitness Marshall! And we get turn on the TV, and we, like, do our little dance. It does not feel like a workout, but it is a workout.
You learn a dance. He, like, teaches you all the moves to a song, and it'll be, like, Lizzo or whatever.
Britney Spears or whatever.
Exactly. And he has, it's like him and usually like two girls, unless he has like a random guest. And they each have, like, different, like, levels. Like, one of the girls is doing the moves, like, at high intensity. And the other one is, like, if you're, like...
need to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Take it easy,
then you can kind of follow her. But, yeah, the songs are so fun. He's hilarious.
He's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Okay.
You're welcome for all the workout advice. We'll try to take that advice this next week.
There's another one I want to share with you, too, that I did. I actually did, like, a month ago. And, but I can't remember, and I'll have to, like, share it in a future episode. But he does, like, they're basically like, oh, you want to earn 8,000 steps right now? Like, he gives, tells you how many steps you'll earn
no doing way.
This video. So, like, basically, and it's to music, and, like.
How fun.
And, like, you're not just sitting there walking in pace. Yeah. Like, you're doing other things like and stuff, and he has good music. I found him, somebody had posted him, I don't even remember who. I started following him on Instagram. I randomly decided to, like, do one of his YouTube videos one night. And it was, like, another thing that's quick, easy, different. It was, I love it.
Switch it up.
So, yeah, maybe if we remember, let's have people share, like, some other, like,
ideas fun... of where they do workouts.
Exactly. Because sometimes, like, there's so many options. Like, money doesn't have to be an issue when it comes. Because, like, we've talked about, like, Peloton, we get it. Huge investment. Not something that everybody can do or want to pay that money for. Even a gym membership. It's an investment. Especially, like, there's the obviously the, like... options that are like around the $10 a month when you do things like Planet Fitness.
But you pay
and stuff.
For what you get for.
But there's also stupid expensive gyms that are $150 a month when you're doing things like Orange Theory and stuff like that. So everybody has like a different level of what they want to do, but there's so many free options out there.
Yes.
With YouTube.
Totally.
And just like people on Instagram that share like workouts and Facebook groups and stuff. So
many
we'll
options.
We'll have to try to remember to like have people share that stuff on Instagram and Facebook so we can share them with the community.
Definitely. So I did have a random other topic to discuss. So last night, I had texted you last night. I forgot you text me or I text you or something. And I was like, oh, like I'll text you when I get home from Jeanette's. And you were like, who's Jeanette? And I was like, oh, that's Joey's sister. Yep. So I think I mentioned before, like, I am still very, very close with my ex's sister and her husband and their kids. Her youngest son is my godson. Like, they're just always going to be in my life, period. Yeah. So basically, I've had a discussion with MBM, like, kind of in the beginning-ish. Mm-hmm. I think I was, like, at a brewery with them one night or something, and he asked what I was doing, and I told him. And then the next time I was with him, like, I kind of tried to, like, explain the dynamic. And he was like, oh, okay, like, he didn't seem like it bothered him at all. But I was, like, also, like, last night when I didn't talk to MBM at all yesterday. Like, my work day was busy, and then I did my workout during my lunch, and then I showered, and I finished my work day, and then I went straight to their house for dinner, and I was with them. Like, I wasn't, like, texting him when I was there. So when I got home, I was like, oh, I feel like I need to, like, text him to say hi. Like, I haven't talked to him all day, you know? And then I, like, wanted to tell him, like, oh, my day was so busy. Like, I was over there, whatever. And I was just like, it doesn't seem to bother him, but I did want to be, like, honest about the whole situation from the beginning. Because it would be, like, I try to put myself in his shoes, and I would be like, would I feel weird? Probably.
I would... And that's the thing. I'm always like, I don't know why it would bother him. There's no reason it should. But then I'm like, but would it bother me? Maybe.
And I'm like, he's still like, we are still like, even though we are in a relationship, like we are still learning about each other, you know, like we don't know everything about each other. Like we're still, we haven't had any like bad moment yet where like either one of us have been able to like see each other's bad side or, you know, like everything has just been like smooth sailing and good. And so it's like, you know, whatever he tells me, I just trust. And whatever I tell him, he trusts. And everything I've said is true. And you just hope he believes that. But, like, you know, in that situation with my sister-in-law, like, unfortunately, right now, her and my ex don't even have a relationship currently.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, you know, been the theme of his family. But, like, I had kind of tried to explain that, too, like, so that he doesn't think I'm, like, going to see, like, my ex and his family. Sure. Like, no, it's literally them. But
like,
I was
don't
just
see him.
But it does, it makes me like, and maybe I don't need to overthink this because he hasn't given me a reason to. Like, he's like, cool, like that's great, you know. And I've even told him, I'm like, you have to meet them like at some point. Like, they're super cool. You have to meet my godson, he's adorable. Like, my ex-brother-in-law like loves to golf. You guys would get along great. But like, I do, I feel like I overthink it from a place of like, I want to make sure like he's not overthinking it, you know? Yeah. Like, it doesn't bother him, because they're going to be in my life, period.
Sure.
Like, they just are. They've been in my life for 15 years. Like, yeah. They're not going anywhere. And, like, I just want to make sure he's comfortable with that. So, I mean, has that ever happened to you? Like, have you ever had an ex where you're, like, really good friends with their friends or, like, their family and had to, like, navigate that with your new?
My ex-husband, because that's obviously, like, the longest relationship or that kind of situation. And I'm still friends with some of his friends on, like, social media, but not, like, where not I talk like to them or friends. Hang out with yeah. them. Yeah, so that doesn't really count. The only thing, like, kind of different, though, was early on into Jeff and I dating, like, around that same time I was meeting his friends and he was meeting mine, like, a month later, he came to my parents' house for a fundraiser I was doing there. And my ex-in-laws and my parents are still, like, BFFs. They're still very close. And, like, at first I was just, like, introducing, like, oh, hey, this is Vicky and blah, blah, blah.
Like, not explaining the dynamic. Yeah,
exactly. And then I was, like, at first I wasn't going to say anything. And I was, like, no, they're, like, best friends.
Yeah, it's not like they just got together.
If it somehow weirdly came out, like, I would feel like I'm keeping something from him.
Right.
And so I was just, like, just so you know, like, that's Brad's parents, which I know that's probably kind of weird, but they've always been so nice to Jeff. They're like, and they don't, I mean, it's not,
yeah,
it's not, I mean, maybe it's weird for him, I don't know. They've, like, come to our house, they, like, gave us a housewarming present. Aww. Like, they're, like, the sweetest people. And so there's that. The only other thing, but it wasn't Brad related, was my previous boyfriend to Jeff, my good friend Jacqueline. She's actually the stepsister to my ex. So I met her through okay. him. She hardly even sees him and talks to him. Like, her and I have more of a relationship than they do. We just had met at a family function. We started hanging out all the time. Like, we just became super close. Now she's, like, literally one of my best friends.
Aww.
So, and I had told Jeff that, like, yeah, it's, like, my ex's stepsister, but it's, like, never, like,
yeah. And I mean, it didn't seem to bother him, but I think we're also getting to that place in the relationship too, as it's progressing, where, like, we've done so much apart. Like, we have, like, our plan on the 1 or 2 days or whatever that we hang out in the week. Like, our plans are together. Otherwise, our plans are separate.
Yeah.
We're, like, now that's starting to blend. And I feel like I'm struggling a little bit with, like, okay, I know he's still busy on weeknights. So I don't want to, like, push him to do things on weeknights. But I also don't want him to feel like I do things on weeknights without him and, like, he's never included, because I'm like, you'd totally be included to, like, anything I do on weeknights. I just don't want to make you feel like,
yeah,
you're, like, pressured when I know you're busy right now on weeknights.
Well, and it's hard too, because you want to start being able to have those group hangouts and stuff too, but if you're only seeing each other once a week, you also want to have time where it's just
exactly.
you two as well.
Yeah, I don't want our once a week to be, like, a group thing and then be like, see you in a week. Yeah.
Like, in every few weeks, sure, but, like, yeah, if that was the case where, like, 3 weeks in a row it was with friends, like, you're
exactly.
like, okay, well, you and I haven't actually just had, like, a date night in a month. So,
exactly.
Yeah, it's, I feel like there's just those special situations. And I told, and like I said, Jeff is so freaking easygoing. If stuff bothers him, he hasn't made it seem like it does.
He's so easygoing.
So I don't know. And
that might be MBM too, because he didn't indicate at all that it bothered him. I'm sure, just, like, not knowing a lot about the situation yet, like, you know, we haven't had, like, a ton of conversations about it. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure he's like, that's, like, a little weird. But, like, it's also, like, not. Like, I look at it from both places. I look at it as, like, that would make me a little self-conscious if you still hung out with, like, your ex's friends or family or something.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, this wasn't an ex that I was with for, like, a year or two. This was an ex I was with for
half of your life.
17 years. Yeah. Like, I was a part of his family for 17 years. Like, she yeah. became a best friend to me. Her son is my godson. Her oldest son, you know, is 21 now and super freaking cool and, like, hangs, you know, and it's just, like, their family to me.
Yeah. That's.
And.
Yeah, that, especially when, like, the fact that he's your godson and, like, yeah, like you said, that was a long time. That was a big part of your life.
And a huge part of my life. Like, and that was hard for her. Like, when I, you know, when I left, I was up there for 7 months. We barely yeah. talked. I've talked about this before. Like, I'm so bad with keeping in touch with people. I just am. Like,
yeah.
I'm good on social media. I'm horrible at, like, calling people or whatever. So I came back and she was, like, the first time we hung out, she was, like, upset, like, we thought you were leaving us. I was like, no, like I went, but like, I got why she felt that way.
Yeah.
But, like, no, like, that never even crossed my mind. Like, there's no way being in a relationship for that long, like, with certain people that, you know, were mutual family, friends, whatever, that you could just be like, nah.
And
you know?
I think it's just fair to say, like, if the situation arised where you needed to set boundaries, that you would agree that you would. Like, obviously, you're not going to go to family Christmas with Joey. Like,
no.
You're not going to, like, put in those situations.
I will most likely never see Joey at anything unless they reconcile and it's, like, you know, my godson's
birthday party or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And even that, I think they might do separate things. Just to make it, like, less weird for everybody, you know? But, yeah, no, I think, like, of course, like, being in a relationship, you can't just be like, this is the way it is. But, I mean, I think that's probably why he hasn't felt strongly about it, is because he's like, well, yeah, you were a part of that family. That was family. And they were. Like, my family doesn't live here. Like, that was my family that I did everything with. So, yeah, like, I was just kind of curious because I try to put myself in his situation. And I'm like, I feel like I would be feeling a little more weird about this than you are.
Totally. Yeah, no,
but that's just a girl thing.
Absolutely, because we overthink it more, and we're just more jealous, I think, by nature.
I think so, too.
But, which I don't know how jealousy plays into it, because it's not... You're not hanging out with a significant other. You're hanging out with...
We just overthink everything. So we're like, are they really telling us the truth? Is he there? Is she there? Are they... Yeah. You know, it's like, we overthink things where they're just like, oh, right on. Like, you told me that's what you're doing? Like, cool. Like, we're like, really? You don't have anything to overthink? Like, nothing? Really? Do you want to take some of my overthinking from me, please?
So by now, we have released all of our... I'm moving on. Is that okay?
We're ready to move on.
Okay.
Because this is exciting stuff.
By now, we have released all of the WOM challenge stuff on social media.
Yay!
Steph and I have picked what our three goals are going to be. And shit, we didn't pick our day we were going to start, though. go on our social media and we'll announce the day we're going to start.
We will announce it there.
So if you want to do it with us. Which I think we had said we were going to announce in this episode, but I want to say the following weekend. So, like, Monday, July 26th or something,
perfect.
I think is something we had discussed. So let's go with that. Monday, July 26th.
Day one of the 21-day challenge. But remember, you can choose any 21 days between that.
Doesn't work for you,
yes,
don't worry about it. But if you want to do it with us, we're going to be sharing it on social. If you want to share it with us, we're going to start Monday, July 26th for 21 days. For me, mine is going to be move once a day, drinking my water, which I think I'm going to go for like I have my Hydro Flask. I want to drink three of those. And I want to do honest daily WW tracking, meaning if I eat it, if I drink it, if I lick it, if I do whatever, I'm going to track it. So even if that means going over my points, whatever, I just want to get back into that routine.
Yes.
So those are going to be my three. What about you?
So my three are, I want to work out for 30 minutes a day.
Okay.
It's so funny because when you don't work out, you're like, that seems like so much. And then once you start to work out again, it seems like...
So easy.
So easy. Like, I'll probably do more than 30 minutes some days with the strength training too, but minimum 30 minutes a day. I want to close that exercise ring on my Apple Watch.
Okay.
And then honest tracking as well. Like, I am not determined to get blue dots for 21 days. I'm not determined to go under my weeklies for 20. I'm literally just wanting to get, like you said, get back into honest tracking and get back into the habit of tracking in the app. And yes, do I want blue dots? Yes. Do I want to be on track? Yes. But ultimately, blue dots are not my goal for this month. It is honest tracking. And then I wanted something that was like a little bit different than like weight loss or, you know, health related. And so mine was going to be a bedtime face routine. So I have like always wanted to be that girl that like washes her face at night and puts on her cream and her eye serum and like the whole spiel. And, like, really take care of my skin. And I'm in my mid-30s now, and I think it's probably time.
Yeah.
And I just, like, don't. I'm lazy. Like, the most I'll do is take a makeup wipe to my face and take my... I'm so lazy.
I'm really bad. I go through phases, too. Like, I spend all this money on stuff, and then, like, I just...
And I asked
my mom for Christmas. If I do it consistently, Christmas. It doesn't yes. help.
Like, my mom said, what do you want for Christmas last year? And I said, I want, like, nice skincare. And she bought me nice skincare, and I used it for a little bit, and then, like, barely ever use it anymore. So that is mine. I think it's going to be good. Like, you know what they say. It takes 21 days to build a habit. So that's what I love about this 21-day challenge is if you do work out for 21 days, if you do track for 21 days, if you do drink your water for 21 days, if you do wash your face for 20, like, it takes 21 days to make something a habit. So if you do honestly stick to the challenge and do your three things for 21 days, it will become a habit. And after the 21 days are over, you can continue to participate in the challenge, or you can just continue participating actively in your life anyways, and hopefully it'll, you know, ease, make things a little bit easier for you after that.
All right. So excited. All right. Monday, July 26th. We're finally going to start. Let's not forget stuff.
Let's not forget.
We need to write that date down.
Set a reminder.
We're going to, because it's so hard. We record and then these episodes,
like a week later or something.
And then we're like, oh crap, we forgot we said that.
You know what time it is, right, Laura?
Your favorite time of the day.
Flavor of the week.
All right, Steph, what was your flavor of the week?
So my flavor of the week is a brand of pasta called Fiber Gourmet Pasta. My ex-sister-in-law actually introduced me to it a while ago.
I remember you telling me about this before.
It's so good. So she bought it from Amazon. It's kind of expensive, but like a lot of those like better for you pastas just are. They just are.
They are.
And so you can buy it on Amazon, Fiber Gourmet Pasta. You can get a box of, or a pack of six of them. They're 8 ounces in each, which is just like a normal size box of pasta for $30. So I know it's expensive, but it's worth it. Why is it worth it? Because I freaking love pasta. And you can have a serving of it, which is a fourth of the box, 2, 4, 6, 8, a fourth of the box of pasta for 2 smart points.
That's...
What pasta can you eat for 2 smart points?
And it tastes just like pasta.
It tastes, it is not like the hearts of palm noodles. It is not like zoodles. It is actual pasta. It's so good. And you know what?
When you just say 6 boxes for $30, it sounds expensive. But at the same time, like, that's like an Italian, going out for an Italian dinner. But now you have like tons of pasta for like so many meals.
Exactly. And it, and it's worth it. Like,
and like one box, you could do meal prep pasta for.
Totally.
Have you had it as leftovers yet?
I don't think so. I'm trying to remember.
I'm wondering how it holds up. Like, because, you know, pasta always is like a really good leftover. Like, yes. Pasta reheats well. I'd be curious to see how it reheats.
Yeah. So, I mean, I absolutely love it. It's 2 smart points for a serving, which is 2 ounces, which is a fourth of the box. You can seriously have the entire box for 8 smart points. Me. Not that you need a whole box of, just because it's 8 smart, you don't need it. But I'm just saying.
You physically could eat it. If it's the same as a normal box of pasta. Have you ever like, because whenever you make pasta, I am the worst at eyeballing pasta. Because you're always like, that doesn't look like very much. And then you put it in the boiling water and then you like put it on your plate and you're like, oh, that's a lot of pasta. I'm the worst at measuring dry pasta for a serving. Like, I never research it. I just eyeball it. I'm like, eh, okay. And then I end up with way too much pasta the time.
Could not recommend it enough. And for me with WW, I stay away from pasta when I'm tracking a lot because pasta is high in points.
Yeah.
So I find myself rarely eating it. Whereas after discovering this, I feel like I can incorporate it more often into my plan and stay on plan. So couldn't recommend it enough. What is your flavor of the week?
My flavor of the week. I was struggling thinking of one this week, but Jeff and I went to the movies on Friday. It was his first time back at the movies. I've been back already.
Aww.
This is already my third movie I've seen since the movies have come back. But we went and saw Black Widow.
And it was amazing.
I loved it.
Did Jeff love it as much as you?
I don't think Jeff loves anything as much as me.
Wrong
I think
question.
We've established that. But no, he liked it. He really enjoyed it. I think he was happy with it. So I am a newer member of the Marvel Universe movie watching club. Sorry.
screen went black.
My screen just went out. I had never seen a Marvel movie when I met Jeff.
Oh, like, wow.
I had never seen
one. So he got you into that.
We were hanging out one night and I think, Guardians of the Galaxy came on TV. We started watching it. I was like laughing, good music. It was like such a good movie. I really enjoyed it, even though I didn't kind of really know like a lot of what was happening. And so Jeff, like, developed a whole, like, order of what movies. Aww. So we basically made it a goal for me to go. So then the first one I saw in theaters was, like, Captain Marvel. And then he, like, had made it, like, he basically made a whole, like, order of movies that I needed to see before we saw Avengers Endgame. And we basically were, like, going through. And, like, once or twice a week we were watching, like, a Marvel movie as I was, like, just going through all the different Iron Man's and Captain America's and just all this stuff.
Learning all the characters.
And I never thought this stuff was, like, up my alley at all. And I, like, love these movies.
I love it.
Because they're super funny. A lot of them have really good music. And they're just kind of fun. I just, like, literally, the first, like, 10 minutes of Black Widow, I was, like, on the edge of my seat. Like, my heart was pounding. It was, like, so suspenseful. I was, like, this is too much. But, no, I really enjoyed it. It was... I mean, that movie got postponed for, like, a year.
Oh, wow.
It was worth the wait. It was good. We enjoyed it. Have you ever... I don't think you're a Marvel person, right?
I'm not. Like, have you seen anything? I've seen Iron Man, but, like, not enough. Like, I've seen it, but, like, so long ago.
Yeah, because the first Iron Man... Yeah, the first Iron Man came out probably 15 years ago.
Like, what are the other, like, super popular Marvel ones? Avengers is Marvel, right?
Yep.
Same thing. Like, I watched it, but, like, can't remember.
But you can't just
watch... Is Guardians of the Galaxy Marvel? Okay, that's probably my favorite. I love Guardians of the Galaxy. So, yeah,
that was the first one I saw, and that was... I, like, loved it.
So much pop culture in this episode.
So much. Yeah, so, like, in Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Like, I have seen some of those, but, like...
And...
I'm not that person. You know how, like, there's, like, you. There's people like you that can, like, watch a movie and you remember, like, every scene of the movie. Like,
oh, I don't, though.
I feel like I remember a lot, though. No, I remember, like, nothing.
That's kind of me. Like, the fact that Jeff, like, watches a movie and then, like, in a week has to, like, talk about it on his podcast. I'm like...
How do you do that?
How would you do that? I would have to take, like, so many notes and stuff. Like, yeah, I just... Yeah, no, I don't think I'm like that.
You're more, unless I, like, more loved me. It. Like, I just black out when it's done. I don't remember. I'm like, what did I just watch? I don't remember. I know nothing.
No, like, we're... Like, anytime we're watching a series and stuff, like, Jeff... Even Mare of Easttown, which I was, like, super into, like, the end of the episode... And then the next day we'd pop on the next episode and I'd be like, what happened in last night's episode?
Remind me what happened.
I don't even remember. So, yeah, Black Widow.
Awesome. And then, so not only is Black Widow in movie theaters, but you can also rent it and watch it from home from Disney Plus, correct?
Yeah, so Disney Plus, for their, they do the premiere, like, when these big movie, Disney movies come out, you can pay $30.
Which is expensive.
Which I thought you got it for 30 days, but Jeff thinks I'm confusing that with, like, HBO Max, where they, like, have the new releases for 30 days. Jeff's, in which I haven't Googled this, so I don't remember exactly, but Jeff was saying that you, like, get it as long as you have. Like, so as long as you're still paying for Disney Plus, you have that movie.
Oh.
So if you pay $30 for it and you keep your Disney membership for another 5 years, you have that movie for 5 years. But you cancel your membership, then you lose the movie. So I think if that's the case, then it's worth not too bad. There's just some movies, like a Marvel movie, I want to go see it in movie.
Loud and yeah.
Yeah, like there's just where there's other movies that just aren't as important to me to see in theaters. Exactly. But yeah, so far I'm 3 for 3. I've loved all 3 movies I've seen since, like, going back to the movies.
I still have not been back to the movies. I probably have not been back to the movies probably since 2019, unless I happen to see the lights just flickered.
Yeah.
That just reminded me. What time is it, Laura? I gotta get home before it gets dark.
Right. Stephanie got a notice that their electricity is going to be out for maintenance at 10 p.m., and so she's really scared to get home
the dark. You guys have to remember, like, I haven't lived alone before. My roommates are never home. And I'm like, I'm going to pull up to, like, a pitch dark neighborhood and a pitch dark house and walk into a pitch dark house. I have a flashlight in my car that I brought with me. Yeah, that's how scared I am. And you have a
flashlight on your phone. You'll be fine.
I just want to, like, get home, take my makeup off, brush my teeth, and go to bed. Like, I just want the lights to be off when, like, I don't know that they're off. Such a baby.
But it's also gonna feel darker than usual just because
like outside, you can't see, like, the yeah, exactly. I wonder if I, like, sleep scared. Really good, or if I hear anything I'll be like, oh god.
I would just put, like, something, you can put, like, your phone on sleep timer so it can play something for, like, 30 minutes or something, and then you'll just fall asleep and you'll be fine.
Getting more scared by the minute.
Oh, you're the worst. Just call MVM and just say you're going to stay the night at his house. Or text him because you guys apparently don't call each other. Oh,
we actually had that conversation last weekend. I was I was like, you're not a phone person, huh? He's like, I hate the phone. I'm like, same. Me too. Yeah, we are both texters. We are not phone people. He's like, I'm so awkward. I hate the phone. I'm like, same. I hate the phone too.
Sometimes you gotta just do it for the quick combo.
Exactly. Like, there are definitely times where, like, things are better to be done over text or to be like, hey, can we, like, get together to talk about this? But, yeah, otherwise, like, I'm not gonna be that girl that, like, sits up until, like, midnight talking to you on the phone.
No, I'm not. I used to be. I am far from that girl anymore. But anyways, thanks for joining us for an episode of Wine Over Matter Podcast. Reminder, come join our Facebook group, search Club Wine Over Matter, request to join. We're at over like 300 members
so
now.
So awesome.
It's so fun. Also, if you are a Big Brother fan, be sure to check out our bonus episode every week with Courtney from Coco Loses. Just going to tell you right now.
This week's going to be a little different.
Well, and next week, like with I'm going out of town this week. We like basically plan to do this every Friday and then I didn't even think of things I have going on between things going on with Jeff's dad. I'm going out of town this weekend. Just different things going on. I don't know how consistent the episodes are going to be and on what day it comes out. Just giving that heads up.
They're bonus episodes.
Sorry,
they're bonuses.
These we're going to stick to getting out every Wednesday. We promise. But that, I don't know how consistent that date is going to be released.
Bonus are
going to
be like grab bags. Like, yeah. Like, surprise!
Yeah, exactly.
Top day.
So just don't be getting up every morning.
On Friday.
Waiting for an episode. Because it's likely not always going to happen. What am I saying? Yes, links to all of our socials, including links to our flavor of the week, can always be found in the details of the episode. For those who listen on Apple or have iTunes, what should they do, Steph?
They should give us a 5-star rate and review. And when we say rate and review, we mean click the 5-star button and type how much you love us.
Yes.
And send it. We will post them on our social media. We will read some of them on they mean the world to us and they really help spread the word about the podcast. So for everybody that's done that so far, thank you.
We check them really every week. It. And then when one of us checks, we text each other.
Oh yeah. We're like, oh my God, it's so sweet.
Yeah, look at this review we just got. So we do appreciate it. And we think it helps us spread the word. So thank you so much. I would like to thank, if you're listening, you follow us by now. But if not, if you're new here, give us a follow on Instagram at WineOverMatterPod. You can follow me, Laura, at Crunches Before Brunches, and Steph at Authentically Steph.
Thanks again, and we will see you at the same time next week with a glass in hand. Cheers!
Cheers!